Hello and welcome to the Indoors Podcast. I am your host, Asher Korn. The creation of this podcast surrounds the current state of the world. I wanted to be able to give a voice to local artists and bands to share their stories on how they have personally and emotionally been impacted by COVID-19, and to find out ways we can continue to support them and the greater music scene as a whole. All artists featured on this podcast have submitted a sample of their music and a small bio about themselves. On this episode, I had the privilege of interviewing the non-binary David Bowie of the Fort Collins music scene, Jackson Smith, aka Jay of Hotel Wi-Fi. This genre-queer project has been in existence since 2016. Jay states, quote, "I, like many others, cannot currently physically interact with anyone because there are people around me who are immunocompromised. Through programs like this, we can still bring people together," end quote. Hotel Wi-Fi is set to release their newest single, Slack, on May 29th, 2020, which is this Friday at the time of recording this episode. Slack is coming up next, followed by an exclusive interview with Jay.
I'm so sick of being angry. All I wanna do is run and hide. I'll stand up and make a change. So no one feels the same the way as I. And I can die alone if I want to. I can run far away if I want to. I can hate myself if I want to. But I don't 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 want to. I can die alone if I want to. I can run far away if I want to. I can hate myself if I want to. But I don't want to. But I don't want to. I don't want to, but I don't want to, I don't want to, I don't want to, but I don't want to.
My name is Jay, also known as Jackson. I have been making music under the recording project of Hotel Wi-Fi since about summer of 2016. Yeah, I started it more of like, it was like a senior project, and I recorded an album for that under Hotel Wi-Fi, and I've sort of just stick with that name for any like solo musical projects since. I've been recording everything pretty much in my bedroom. Yeah, I've recently finally Today live band, and I've got big plans for this this project in the future.
Do you want to talk a little bit about where the name Hotel Wi-Fi came from?
For a long time, I've had a Google Doc where I would just like write down cool band names or album names that I had. Some other examples include Zoo for the Blind or Napkin Man. Yeah, I one day just spontaneously made a Bandcamp account and Hotel Wi-Fi was on there, and that's the one I happen to like most. Mostly because, I don't know, it was more of like a self-jab, because Hotel Wi-Fi, most people's experience is not the best. So that's kind of where that comes from.
Is that like a jab at yourself for like a new future project, or just something like funny to laugh at?
I don't know. I think it was more of a jab at myself, just because actual hotel Wi-Fi. If you ever go to a hotel, the Wi-Fi is not always the greatest. So that's kind of where that came from, I think.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the transition between like recording solo and writing solo in your bedroom to working with a full band and like in front of a live audience?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's really turned out for the better. It's obviously just easier to put together a track in your bedroom. However, I can't say it sounds better. Now that I have a band and stuff, these songs are way more fleshed out than they ever were when I was just making them by myself. So that's awesome. Everyone in my band brings something great to the table. It's actually more of a super group. I have Brett from Handsome Anthony on bass. There's Jackson from Yale on guitar. And then there's Matan, who's also in a band with me called My Dog Ate Shad. He does keys. Yeah, just everyone brings something cool to the table. And it's really exciting to see all those songs just fleshed out in a different way.
Do you want to talk a little bit about your songwriting process or the genre that you go under? Because it's a really interesting subgenre.
Yeah, of course. I use the subgenre of genre queer because I want my music to be sort of more fluid. With the upcoming project that I'm planning, I really want to just explore just how all of these songs sound, and I don't really want it to have a genre tagged under it. Gun to my head, I have to pick, you know, a genre that's more identifiable. It's more like sad power pop or something like that. It's something that like I want people to relate to, just even in that form.
Do you want to talk a little bit about Slack?
Yes, actually the full title is Slacktivism Blues. I wrote it for a compilation with, I believe, the Red Whistle Brigade. They're putting together a compilation here, soon to be released. I wrote that pretty much before the pandemic and everything, but it still relates pretty heavily. The song is about slacktivism and how that sort of ties in with depression. Slacktivism, for those who like don't understand, is sort of just doing activism on like social media than anything, and not really active as far as actually volunteering or organizing, you know? Recently, I've been starting to get out and actually volunteer and do that more. And this is mostly what the song is about.
Shifting gears here just a little bit, do you have any advice for people who, you know, want to be active in the local community and continue to help support local artists and the scene as a whole, or those who want to go out and help people affected by COVID-19?
There's not a lot that a lot of people can do like physically right now. But again, there's plenty of organizations online that are helping out with people who are homeless during the pandemic and people who are not able to afford things like food or medicine, or they probably need help with like their rent and stuff like that. You can always donate to any organizations like that. Your money would go towards a good cause for sure. And then as far as like artists are concerned, you can just always make sure you're donating on Bandcamp, which is how the artists are making most of their money right now. You can tune into like Instagram live streams where most artists are like performing their music still. And that's pretty much the same value as actually attending one of their shows. I've asked for some people's Venmos so they can actually receive money. You can also support illustrators, you know. This is a really good time to seek out artists who are doing commissions and ask for like a possible design or something like that. Yeah, that would be a good way to just support just like the artists and the local artists around you.
You also mentioned that in your additional information that you are having a hard time physically interacting with people around you due to individuals who are immunocompromised. I don't want to force you to share more than you are comfortable with, but if you would like to talk about your experience with that.
Well, being in a live band, we were lucky enough to slip in a final show around last month, right around the time that people were starting to social distance. The first person in Larimer County that was tested positive for COVID-19 was like there. So we were lucky enough to slip in a final show. My drummer at the time, AJ of Janet Earth, shout out. She was planning on moving to California at a later date, but had to like get out of there that night. Either of those states quarantined. That's pretty much how my band has been affected, even if it was minor. It's still been rough. I've had a family member who is immunocompromised because she has heart problems. So I'm really doing my part by not going outside unless I have to, and social distancing to a max, which I believe everyone is doing right now. I mean, it's important to see the people you love. Like, you can still have fun Zoom calls and stuff like that, just with your friends. And I've called people just to check in on them. Just check on the people that you love, because it can be hard to social distance right now. Like, actually, yesterday, Kevin from the band Roseville was offering some furniture. So I went by and swooped up a table just to, like, see someone who I knew and say hi and stuff. So that was really cool. So it's just things like that. Just make sure you're really checking in on people.
You were the one who swooped up the table. I was eyeing that.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I swooped in.
Has social distance impacted your creativity or any of your songwriting processes at all?
Not really. The big difference right now being I want to record these songs more of a studio setting. Really, I do have bigger plans for these kind of songs, as in, like, I want more guest musicians. I really want to flesh out a project with as much resources that's available to me. I'm still writing a bunch of songs, and there's still some unreleased stuff that I'm planning for a little bit, just as a little brief EP. I'm still writing, which is great. Hopefully show these songs to the world soon.
What can we expect to, like, hear?
It's pretty similar to all the music I've released in the past. I did record a cover of my friend Paper Girl's song, who I believe is also on the show. Yeah, that's currently on Bandcamp, has like an exclusive thing. Yeah, hopefully that'll be released on streaming services soon. And another song that I'm planning on more fleshing out in like a studio environment, but it is about comparing my life experiences and my life, my gender issues, sort of with an art museum or an art gallery. That's hopefully a theme I can expand into an actual project of some sort.
Well, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. So,
anything you would like to say or any last words you'd like to end on?
The big thing right now is just stay safe, supporting medical workers and the people around you at this time. As far as supporting local musicians, just make sure helping them out in any way possible, because it's been harder on them than most people. Just check in on people with essential jobs. Love yourself, especially, and just take care.
I just wanted to give a huge thank you to Jay for joining me on this episode and sitting down for about 2 hours recording with me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I hope the table is serving you well. Jay will also be featured on another episode of Indoors, where I interview my dog 8 Chad. So be sure to stay updated with KCSU to find out when that episode releases. All Indoors episodes are available for listening on kcsufm.com. But again, thank you also to KCSU for allowing me to have this podcast and be able to share these stories. I edit one episode a week to share, and I am excited. So stay tuned. If you are an artist who has been impacted by COVID-19 or would like to share your story, applications for this show are still open at tinyurl.com/indoors-audio. That's tinyurl.com/indoors-audio. Thank you all for the wonderful support. I've been getting a lot of positivity back in recording these episodes, and it's very comforting. So thank you all, and stay healthy.